anywhere outside of the Rogers Center. Stay tuned, folks. Here's a quick word from Grad. We'll be back with you shortly on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information. That was the Grad Club pregame show. Coming up next, kickoff and first quarter football action brought to you by the Grad Club.
There you have it, folks, a stirring rendition of the Canadian National Anthem. And you know what that means? We are just a few short moments away from kickoff here at Richardson Stadium. This is an OUA quarterfinal matchup between your Queens Gaels and the visiting McMaster Marauders. This is also a regular season matchup. These two teams met in Hamilton in week two. The Gaels lineup largely unchanged from the last few weeks. Worth noting that number 15, James Gillingham, is not on the dress roster today. We are hoping that is nothing serious. He will be replaced by number 48, Alex Tuck. But the story of the weekend so far is the return of number 44, all-Canadian linebacker, defensive captain, Justin Pace. In terms of the McMaster Marauders, their big substitution, number 14, Luke Thalman is out. Number 3, backup quarterback Lucas Barisi is in. Otherwise, this is one of the more healthy McMaster squads we've seen in a while. Wide receiver number 7, Aiden Nemeth. 81, Everett Reed. Number 11, Jackson Taylor. These are three players you need to keep an eye on with McMaster. Three very talented receivers playing for the excellent Steph Ptasek, who was a phenomenal player in his own right back in the day. As we are getting ready for kickoff, just want to shout out one of my coaches from my high school playing days that I know is a longtime listener to Gaels Game Day, Coach Ron Dickey, one of the coaching greats here in the city of Kingston. Also want to shout out Coach Lynn Schneider. I got to give them both love. Two gentlemen that really influenced what I do here on CFRC, helped foster a love of the game. And ultimately, that's what matters most, folks, a love of the game. I believe the Gaels will be receiving to kick things off here. Your first quarter of football action is brought to you by our title sponsor, the Grad Club. More on the Grad Club in just a few minutes, but I always like to shout out some of the folks that make the magic happen. Gaels will indeed be on return duties, and this is interesting. No Russell Weir back to return. Instead, Queens is trotting out number 1, Cedric Smith, number 28, Ethan Dahl, and then playing as part of that final wall, number 6, Ian St. Arnaud. Normally, Russell Weir is their primary returner, but they have swapped it out, possibly because Russell Weir is, well, a busy young man. He is an integral part of this Queens offense. Try and save him a bit, give him a break from special teams duties. Kick is caught at the 15-yard line by Cedric Smith. He is going to spin through contact and make it up to about the 25. It'll be a first and 10 for the Gaels from their own 25-yard line. Jared Kasari will be your starting tailback today. We'll have Nathan Falcone, Logan Walton, Jack Ashby Jacobs out on the field, and another player back from a long absence for the Gaels. Number 8, Matt Camillo, back in the lineup here. Not on the field at the moment, but look for Matt Camillo to make an impact in today's game. Balanced formation, that's two eligible receivers on each side of Alex Vraken. It's going to be a handoff to Jared Kasari on 1st and 10. Good hard-nosed run up the middle by Jared Kasari, picking up 8 or 9, setting up a 2nd and short. And 2nd and short is often when they bring in number 28, Ethan Dahl. A short, stout, powerful runner. They gave Kasari about 8, so it'll be a 2nd and 2 from the Queens 33. And this is definitely more of a power run formation. Vraken motioning Cedric Smith a few times. Blitz coming in, but Vraken is going to keep it. Throw it to Nathan Falcone. Nathan Falcone with a first down on the left-hand side, just shy of the Queens 45. So a bit of a chaotic but ultimately successful play action pass. There wasn't really a play action fake per se. I think there was a miscommunication there. Vraken ended up keeping it himself, moved forward about a yard, set his feet, and found a wide open Nathan Falcone for the game's first down. It'll be 1st and 10 Queens from their own 43. Jared Kasari back in the ball game here. Pass from Vraken to Jack Ashby Jacobs. Jack Ashby Jacobs over midfield, out of bounds. First down, Queens, on the precipice of Marauder territory. Watching Jack Ashby Jacobs in warm-ups, I had a feeling that he's primed for a big game here today, and he gets on the score sheet early. 0-0 ball game, but Queens has picked up 2 first downs on consecutive plays. We've got Twins on the left-hand side. It's going to be a handoff to Jared Kasari going left, following his block up the middle. He is going to be stopped up, but he will set up about a 2nd and 6, maybe 7 or so. With forward progress, they give him 4. 2nd and 6 coming up from the McMaster 51-yard line. Actually, sorry about that, folks. The McMaster 46-yard line. Vraken has got 3 eligible receivers on his left-hand side, 2 on his right, Jared Kasari beside him in the backfield. It's going to be a blitz from the Marauders, picked up, pass completed to Jack Ashby Jacobs. Jack Ashby Jacobs manages to avoid 1 tackle, pick up some forward progress, but he is going to be a little bit short, so they're going to bring Tyler Mullen out to try and put 3 on the board here. It is a 3rd and 1. And the Gaels are going to, with a wind at his back, try for, my goodness, this would be a 50-yarder from Tyler Mullen. This would be a new career long if he makes it, number 42, marking out his steps. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and the kick is wide. So now the Gaels need to play coverage here. There is a hold that is called, so this play is not going to result in anything for McMaster. Otherwise, would have been a great return. But that kick, wide left of where it needed to be, and I'll be honest with you, didn't have the distance either. So a promising opening drive results in what will essentially amount to a punt, as McMaster will get a first down, but they'll be starting deep in their own territory. And this is kind of similar to how the regular season game started, with an unsuccessful opening drive, but one that ultimately gives McMaster, let's say, less than ideal field position. This will be 1st and 10 inside their 10, officially, I believe, at the 6-yard line. Queens has got their pass rush fit out there with Oliver Jackson, number 52, and Stephen Capea, number 55, at the ends. Eric Johnston, number 91, in the middle. Barisi has got Micah Duchesne in motion. It's going to be a pass. Barisi has got time over the middle. Dangerous throw there over the hands of his intended receiver, number 7, Aiden Nemeth. Nearly picked off, but credit to this Mac offensive line. Barisi certainly had the time to throw. If he can settle those nerves down, he may be a dangerous presence here at Richardson Stadium. 0-0 ball game, 11 minutes to play here in our first quarter of football action. Second and 10 for the Marauders at their 6-yard line as the Queens crowd gets loud, trying to will their defense on. Barisi is going to pass. There is a flag down. Barisi goes down. Scary Steve with a terrifying tackle for loss. We'll see what this flag is for. It may be an offsides. If not, then McMaster will be downed at their own 1-yard line. It is indeed a flag on Queens. So what would have been a drive-killing sack will move the Gales back, setting up a second and more manageable from about the 11-yard line. So second and 5 as the game's first big play is undone by a bit of laundry, and I believe it was an offsides, folks. And I think it was on Stephen Capea as well. So second and 5 from the 11-yard line. Barisi's pass is complete, and it is going to pick up a first down. And it could have been tackled up earlier, but Nathan Denkers, the 250-pound tight end from Hamilton, picks up some hard-fought first-down yardage there, moving that ball up to the Queens 26. So a 15-yard gain on second and 5. And that has been the story for Queens lately. These minor execution issues costing them major moments in the game. First and 10 from the MAC 26. It's a rollout from Barisi. He's going to throw this one to the sideline, but it's going to be caught by a Queens player about 10 yards out of bounds. So it'll be a second and 10 after an unsuccessful bootleg to the left-hand side for Lucas Barisi. Second and 10 from the 26. Zeros on the scoreboard here at Richardson Stadium. A promising opening drive from the Gales ended with a missed 50-yard field goal. However, a McMaster holding penalty backed them up inside their own 5. Mac has picked up 20 so far on this drive. They'll need to pick up 10 more on second and long. Barisi motions a man out. It is going to be a pass. Barisi is under pressure. He's going to step up in the pocket, and he is going to be well short of where he needs to be. That was number 48, Alex Tuck, flushing the quarterback out of the pockets. And Barisi is only going to pick up maybe 4 yards or so, setting up a punt situation. Ian St. Arnaud back deep to return. So the Queens defense putting some pressure on the young Lucas Barisi early. Not a lot of in-game reps for Barisi, so he's going to have to struggle to adjust against this formidable Queens defense. Punt is going to be caught by Ian St. Arnaud, just shy of the Queens 40-yard line. St. Arnaud is, with a stiff arm, doubling back left. It's ultimately going to be a short gain. I'm surprised there was no flag thrown down for how St. Arnaud was deposited on the sideline, but it'll be first and 10 for the Gales at their own 40-yard line. Thank you to the Grad Club, our title sponsor. Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and outstanding food options, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. First and 10 from the Queens 40-yard line. 3 receivers on the left-hand side for Alex Vrake and 2 on the right. Jared Kasari going to take the handoff, and he is running well, twisting his way across the Queens 50-yard line for a Gales first down. Queens has run the ball well here so far. Jared Kasari, your primary suspect, as he often is. And he's going to get the Gales a first down there. First and 10 coming up from the Queens 51-yard line. Stalemate 0-0 with 8.5 minutes to play here in our first quarter of football action. 3 on the left, 2 on the right for Vrakin. Multiple men in motion. Vrakin is going to throw a play-action pass to Matt Camillo. Good catch there from Matt Camillo. If Vrakin did not put that ball where it needed to be, that could have been a scary play for the Gales. Instead, it'll be a short first down pass gain of about 3 yards, setting up second and 7 just shy of midfield. The snap will be issued at the 54-yard line. Camillo out wide. Mateo Tuioti, your H-back on the left-hand side. Jack Ashby-Jacobs, Nathan Falcone, Cedric Smith on the right. Hand off to Jared Kasari left. Kasari has got the space. He twists through contact. And he is going to be close, but it is going to be stopped short of first down yardage. In fact, it'll be a third and... oh my goodness, a third and one for the Gaels. And we ain't seeing any movement from the sidelines. So this Queens team, they're going to bring Anthony Leo in to try and push this one forward. We do have the officials blowing the play down. Ah, they are just going to restore some time on the play clock there. Leo under center. Or he was. They're going to wait for the play clock to be reset, I guess. Okay. Strange pause, but a pause all the same. Lifted. Third and one. Leo under center. Oh, I don't know if he got it. I don't think he got it. Leo might have got a little too cute with that one. And whatever gap he saw quickly closed. As they're going to bring the sticks out, what could be a very consequential measurement here. From where I am, they might have gotten it. But if they did, it is by inches. Possibly millimeters. It's going to be close. Gaels were facing a consequential third and one. Opted for a QB sneak. Ooh, I think it's just a little. Oh my gosh, this is, folks, one way or the other, about as close gets. The Gaels get it by a lace. But that is about as close as you can get. Credit to this MAC defense. They put up a tremendous effort on third and short, but Queens will get just enough to keep this drive alive. First and 10 coming up from the MAC 49. Zeros on the scoreboard, 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play. We've got a dead panel on the scoreboard. Oh, it's back. We're good. Freakin has got three receivers on the right-hand side. Handoff to the right-hand side to Jared Kasari. And Jared Kasari bulldozing the MAC defender, number 29, eating his spinach, clearly. Grown man run there from Jared Kasari to pick up a first down. Wow. Plays like that make me glad I'm up in the booth and not down on the field, as Jared Kasari, the veteran graduating senior, showed the difference that that level of physical development can make over a career, as he laid the boom on the MAC defender. First and 10 Queens from the McMaster 39-yard line. Another handoff to Kasari. Not quite as dramatic, but he will find some purchase. Forward progress on the right-hand side. Gain of about three or so. Setting up a second and 7 from the MAC 36. This is about the point where their last drive ended on a missed Mullen field goal. Certainly a rare sight, especially come playoff time. Just didn't get all of it. Vraken has got four receivers, mind you, on the left-hand side. Nobody on the right, so this is a heavy stack quads left, including the tailback, Jared Kasari. It's going to be a handoff to Kasari. There is a flag down. It would have been a stop behind the line by Anthony Sestanovic. But there is a piece of laundry on the turf. And it is an offside on the Marauders, so the Gaels will get five more, setting up a second and 2. So each team has gotten a little jumpy early on here, understandable given the stakes at risk here, playoff football action. The 102nd season of Gales Game Day on CFRC. Nobody in Canada doing it as long. Nobody in Canada doing it as well. Sorry, I just tell it how I see it. We have got three receivers on the left-hand side for Vraken, including big number 88 Liam Silverson and big number 87 Mateo Tuioti. Hand off to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari makes one man miss, runs hard through contact, and picks up another first down. That's why you get your veteran running back involved, folks. He can make the plays that you need when you need them. 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in quarter one. Zeros on the scoreboard. But a strong second drive from the Gales has got them threatening here. First and 10 from the MAC 26. Single coverage for Jack Ashby-Jacobs on the left, Falcone and Camillo on the right. Vraken is going to sling this one to Matt Camillo. Matt Camillo makes one man miss, and he is going to be swarmed by a collection of marauders there. A veritable horde, if you will. Good gain of about nine or so for number eight, setting up second and one from inside the McMaster 20. Less than 4 minutes to play. Ethan Dahl in the ball game here. Definitely more of your short yardage, power, hard-nosed running back. Queens, a total 180 from last week, controlling the time of possession here today so far. Hand off to Dahl, but you got to give him more than that, folks. Dahl was swarmed by four marauders, didn't have a chance. And that's going to set up a third and four, and they are going to bring Tyler Mullen on to kick this one. Queens establishing the run, doing a great job of it, but McMaster had that last second down call earmarked. They knew what was coming, and they did a great job of stopping it. Mullen, a much more makeable 27-yard try here, hoping to put the first points of the ball game on the board in this OUA quarterfinal matchup. Mullen's kick is up, and that's more like it. Queens tallies 3 points to take a first quarter lead here at Richardson Stadium. Our first quarter brought to you by the Grad Club. Did you know that the Grad Club also offers outstanding catering options for your events? They offer a wide variety of meal options, including plenty of vegetarian and vegan alternatives. More information on their new catering menu can be found at thegradclub.ca. Here's one quick word from our sponsor, the Grad Club.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers.
And we're back at it, folks. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Jesse Bell on the call, as always. Queens just kicked a field goal to make it a 3-0 ball game here. Two long drives for the Gales. 3 points on the board. This McMaster defense, I think, has done a good job so far. If their offense can get it in gear, we could have a great game on our hands here. If you're just joining us, Queens up three. First playoff game we've had here at Richardson since 2023. That was a victory over the Ottawa Gigi's. Four receivers on the right for number three, Lucas Barisi. Quick pass, picked off, Ashton Miller, Melosa, see ya! Touchdown, Queens! Number 24! Not the man you want to test. He's an academic All-Canadian. He reads you like a book, cover to cover. And that's one of his favorites. Six the other way for number 24 has got Richardson rocking. Gales take a 9-point lead. Tyler Mullen on to make it an even 10. And that's about as bad as it gets for the Marauders. Gales get points, momentum, and the home crowd involved. 10-0 Queens on a 25-yard interception touchdown return. If you counted playoff interceptions, folks, Ashton Miller-Melençon would have nearly 20 on his career, finishes his Gales tenure with 15 total regular season interceptions, second in program history, just one back of the record held by Daryl Penner and Jimmy Allen. But I'll tell you right now, Ashton Miller-Melençon might be the best defensive back I've ever seen, certainly in my tenure. And I know Jimmy Allen falls in part of that tenure as well, but just the way Ashton sees the game is... There's a reason he was drafted, folks. There's a reason he was drafted. And plays like that are example 1A. 10-0 Queens, 2 minutes 54 seconds left in our first quarter of football action. Tyler Mullen on to kick this one deep. The Queens defense, some struggles last week. They are locked in today. Mullen's kick coasting to the 6-yard line of the Marauders. We will get a return here. And we'll get a nice return at that. Number 27 for McMaster, Yusuf Adams. A good return there over the 30-yard line, giving Mac much more preferable field position to what they've had so far. Oh, sorry, folks. Not the 30. I meant the 20-yard line. This will be first and 10 from the McMaster 23. Short memory for Lucas Barisi. Short memory. Reset. Get back out there. Pick six. The worst thing that possibly could have happened has happened. Move on. Move forward. Maybe hand it off to number 25, Braden Kelly. And they will do exactly that. Braden Kelly, is met in the hole by Queens resident All-Canadian Justin Pace. A powerful pop from Justin Pace to limit the explosive Braden Kelly to a short gain. It'll be second and 8, maybe second and 7 from the McMaster 26. Barisi has got three receivers on the right, single coverage on the left. Snap is bad. Barisi is under pressure. He is rolling out. He manages to complete it to Jackson Taylor. And Jackson Taylor has a great gain over midfield. Barisi manages to avoid the oncoming rush and complete his biggest pass of the day to one of his best receivers, number 11, Jackson Taylor, who had a kind of preferential matchup in the slot being covered by a linebacker. An aggressive rush, probably about 2/100ths of a second behind. First and 10, Mack from the Queens 54-yard line. Pass situation for Barisi. Barisi has got time. That is a uncalled hold that will let Barisi slip out of bounds. Gain of about 7 or so for number 3. Second and short coming up as Mac has got their most forward progress so far as they are bringing in more of a power look. Sorry, it'll be second and 4 from the Queens 46-yard line. So here we go. Good drive for the Marauders. Look like they are in a power formation. Queens crowd getting loud. Handoff. First down. Fumble recovered. Alex Tuck. Oh, sorry. That is Jeremy Hiscox, who is just manhandled. A brutal face mask. As Justin Pace limps off the field. That is about as blatant a face mask as it gets. Number 71, offensive lineman for the Marauders. Christian Cote. The very intentional 15-yard face mask. And that was number 46, Jeremy Hiscox with the recovery, folks. Good return of about 15 yards, plus another 15 on that. You know, if this were the NBA, flagrant foul of a face mask. Queens has got the ball back, up 10. Starting from the McMaster 34, their best starting field position of the game so far. We're hoping Justin Pace, who came off a little limp, we're hoping that is nothing serious. 30 seconds to go here in quarter one. Single coverage for Logan Walton on the left. Braken looking right. He's got Mateo Tuioti. Touchdown, Queens! Alex Braken, a beautiful teardrop right into the big bucket of number 87, has got Queens up 16 with 23 seconds to go in our first quarter. Beautiful sequence there for the Gales. Turnover into touchdown. And Queens now leads by two scores here at home against the McMaster Marauders in a game that has already had its fair share of highlights. Of course, you can head on over to CFRC Power Plays, get all the information afterwards, get all the game's best moments and highlights as Tyler Mullen makes it 17-0. That's when this Queens team is at their best. Defense feeding into the offense. And I'll tell you, folks, Alex Braken, credit to this offensive line. He had a dog's age to throw. And he found the best H-back in Canada, Mateo Tuioti, for Braken's first touchdown of the game and of the postseason. Tuioti's first touchdown of the postseason. He had one this time last year on the road in Windsor. Queens leads 17-0. And it's been turnovers killing the Marauders. See if they can right the ship here. Tyler Mullen on to kick this one away, shaking off his earlier missed field goal. Made one as well. Kick is going to be caught. It's a good one inside the five by Yusuf Adams, who spins through one tackle before being brought down by two other Gales. Time for one more play in our first quarter of football action brought to you by the Grad Club. If you're just joining us, you've missed a lot already, my friends. Queens with a pick six to put them up 10-0. A turnover from the defense, and then a quick touchdown to Tuioti to put them up 17. 17-0, your scoreline here as we approach the end of quarter one. Lucas Barisi, tough start for the embattled Mac backup. Passing formation here, rolling out. Good throw, caught out of bounds. And that will end our first quarter of football action. Whew. And what a first quarter it was. Your Queens Gales up by two scores as we get ready for quarter two, brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods.
Located in the heart of the Queens University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information. CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, second quarter football action brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods.
And we are back. This is season 102 of Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Maybe you're tuned in across the globe on CFRC.ca. An eventful first quarter for the Gaels as they put up 17 points. Mack with a first down to close out the first quarter. It's first and 10 from inside their 35. Barisi with a ball on the run that was caught and then dropped. Keegan Vanek there in coverage. So it'll be second and 10 from, sorry, folks, the 37-yard line, so just past the 35. McMaster without their starting quarterback, Lucas Thalman. So instead they have Lucas Barisi, who has had a bit of a rough start here against this, obviously, formidable Gaels defense. He has got three receivers on his right-hand side and on his left. Spread formation. It's going to be a quarterback draw up the middle, and Carter Martin. Sorry, folks. Evan Nitschke. That's my or Tom Nitschke. My goodness, I'll get the right name eventually. Number 98 for the tricolor. Kingston product. Not fooled one bit by that quarterback draw, and now McMaster has to punt this one away. Great play from number 98, Evan Nitsch. Tom Nitschke. Evan is a defensive back, folks. Bear with me. I'm going to get good at my job one day. 48 games in. We'll get there. Punt is caught by Ian St. Arnaud, who is quickly out of bounds and I believe draws a no-yards penalty at that. So the Queen's offense, which is hotter than fish grease at the moment, takes over. And they'll get decent starting field position as well. And of course, at halftime, which is brought to you by the Grad Club, I'll do my very best to get you some reliable out-of-town scores, as if Queens can keep this up, they will be seeing additional football next week. So not only do we get no yards, I believe there was an objectionable conduct or a UR processed as well, as Queens gets an additional 20 yards tacked on to Ian St. Arnaud's short return. First and 10 from the Queens 50. Vraken has got three receivers on his left, two on his right. Looks like a run fit to me, though, and it is. Jared Kasari up the middle, breaking right, smashing through traffic. Jared Kasari, first down. And that has been a familiar refrain here at Richardson today, as Jared Kasari, playoff performer. I remember in 2022, he had a breakout game against the Toronto Varsity Blues here at Richardson Stadium. He had an outstanding semifinal game against the Ottawa Gigis, and he fought hard in 2022 against the Western Mustangs. Trips on the left-hand side, play-action pass from Vraken, looking for Logan Walton. Oh, Walton will draw the flag. I don't know about that one, guys. I don't know if that should be issued as pass interference. I'll be honest with you. I think Walton may have embellished that a tad and gotten the call there. Beautiful pass from Vraken. I don't know if I would have flagged that one, but I'm up here in the velvet suit, not down there in the referee pinstripes. Benefits the Gaels, but I think that was probably a pretty clean play for McMaster. Like I said, folks, I call him as I see him. Maybe a bit of a makeup for that unprocessed holding call earlier, as Queens is going to get great field position here. This will be first and 10, just outside the McMaster 25, breaking with three players on his left-hand side. One receiver on his right, Matt Camillo. Vraken is looking left. Going to find Cedric Smith for a short gain. Maybe a yard, maybe two. Good job by the Marauders to jump on that one. No repeat of last week's magical disappearing act from Cedric Smith. They give him three, setting up second and seven from about the 24-yard line of the Marauders. If you're just joining us, Queens up 17-0 here at Richardson. Thanks largely to an outstanding defensive performance, including the first defensive touchdown of the season for the Gaels. Vraken has got three receivers on his right, looking right, finding Cedric Smith over the middle. Cedric Smith, great catch and forward progress there, has got Queens in a goal situation. And what a breakout season from Cedric Smith. fantastic regular season, putting up three touchdowns. First two catches of the ball game here have given Queens their first down of the second quarter. More information on our second quarter sponsor at the end of this drive. First and goal from the McMaster 8-yard line. Two receivers on the right-hand side for Vrake, and handoff to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari breaking right, jumping away from the would-be tackler and waltzing into the end zone like he was Fred Astaire. And a little dance while you're at it. Do your thing, number 29. That man is fast. That man is bad. And he has got six more points on the board for the Gaels. 23 with a chance to make it 24. As Queens in cruise control here early in our second quarter of football action, brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street is your one-stop shop for the finest farm-to-table ingredients, a la carte meal items, and high-quality frozen meals. Pizza, sausage rolls, sandwiches, and sweet treats await. So don't hesitate to make a date and head down to the farm at 204 Berry Street. And hey, let's hear a word from Old Farm. Well, we've got the time. Gales up 24-0 here in Season 102 of Gales Game Day on CFRC.
Sports fans, why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
And we are back, folks. If you're just joining us, you have missed a 24-point run for your Gales, spurred by a pick six from number 24, Ashton Miller-Melançon. Two touchdowns offensively, one coming courtesy of Matteo Tuioti, and then Jared Kasari just finished off a long Queens drive there. Squib kick of sorts from Tyler Mullen, nice and low. Going to be returned by Yusuf Adams. And he's going to get a great return in. Touchdown saving tackle from number 33, Brandon Spence, but McMaster will get their best starting field position all day in Queens territory. They had done a good job covering the kicks prior, so I was intrigued to see them switch it up and kick a low roller, and it bit them on the tookus there, as McMaster is going to have first and 10 from the Queens 46. Lucas Barisi has been under fire early and often here. He's got Braden Kelly as his tailback. Referees just whistling it dead to let the sticks get caught up to the action. And now we should be good to go. Four receivers on the right-hand side, but it's going to be a handoff left to Braden Kelly. Braden Kelly, good gain up the middle, setting up a second and manageable for the Marauders. Eric Johnston, your primary on that tackle. Now, I will say, Queens was up 24 in 2024 to McMaster, and the Marauders had a huge second-half comeback to make it a real nail-biter here at Richardson under the lights. Let's see if they can get some forward progress and some momentum going here. Second and about two or so. Handoff up the middle to Everett Reed, and Everett Reed, I don't think, is going to get it. It is going to be a third down for the Marauders. Third and short at that. And I don't think he gained anything, so a third and three as McMaster keeps their offense on the field, and I would do the exact same thing given your field positioning and the current score line. Of course, I will do my very best to get you some out-of-town scores during the Grad Club halftime show, as this is the beginning of the playoffs here in the OUA, so there are two other games happening concurrent to this one. Third down for the Marauders. Handoff to Braden Kelly, and I think Braden Kelly, with forward progress, will have, yes, just about what he needs. Good job there by McMaster. First and 10, Marauders, from the Queens 33-yard line. Second quarter brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. They're having some issues with the sticks here today, but that's okay. They got a young man down there working with the normal officiating crew. Although head coach Steve Snyder looks maybe a little perturbed by it all the same. Perhaps not quite as understanding as yours truly. Oh, in fact, I think the sticks in general might be a little entangled and snared as they've dispatched the equipment manager, Jake McLean, to lend a hand. And as Jake McLean tends to the sticks, I'm going to see if I can get us a score update, as we have got games going on in London and Windsor. And that will have to wait as the sticks are operational once more. First and 10 from the Queen's 34. Barisi looking to pass. Under pressure, Scary Steve with the sack, and the ball slips out. But that is number 55, Stephen Capea, giving the McMaster quarterback a chill as we are just a few days away from Halloween. Scary Steve doing what he does best, harassing quarterbacks. That'll set up a second and long for the Marauders. Capea lost out on a sack earlier due to an offsides. Gets even here. Second and 13 from the Queen's 38. Barisi rolling out, throwing it back on a screen. Justin Pace unable to secure the tackle. And that will allow McMaster to secure a first down. Out-of-town score update. Guelph up 3-0 over Western in London. Windsor up 14-7 over Ottawa in Windsor. McMaster trying to put their first points of the ball game on the board here with 8 minutes to go in our first half of football action. This second quarter brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. First and 10 from the Queen's 21. A handoff to Everett Reed and Justin Pace. You can tell he's a little irritated about missing that last tackle as he was right on the money there. No gain. In fact, maybe a loss of a half yard, setting up second and 10 from the 21. If you're Queens, you would be satisfied to limit this McMaster possession to just 3 points after they got it started with a fantastic kick return from Yusuf Adams. Two receivers on the left, two receivers on the right. Barisi throwing this one way farther than it needed to be. Maybe a bit of a miscommunication there. Barisi feeling the pressure. And that's going to bring out Michael Horvat to try and put 3 points on the board. And if you're just joining us, folks, Queens is up 24-0. But it has been anything but easy on this drive as McMaster really truly made that Queens defense earn it as McMaster puts their first 3 points of the ball game on the board. 24-3 the score. Queens will get the ball at their own 35-yard line to start this next drive. But as we have a break in the action, let's take a moment to throw it to a word from our second quarter sponsor, our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Stocking only the finest in locally sourced goods, Old Farm Fine Foods has a sterling reputation for the products it carries and its customer service. Swing by 204 Berry Street Monday through Saturday to get a taste of the farm in the heart of downtown Kingston.
And we are back at it. 24-3, the scoreline here at Richardson Stadium. McMaster putting their first points of this OUA quarterfinal game on the board. One of three playoff games being played in this 1 o'clock time slot. And the other two are one-score games so far. First and 10 Queens from their own 35-yard line. Three receivers on the right for Alex Vrake and handoff to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari rolling right, but he's not going to find a lot of purchase there. Short gain on first down. Isaiah Shields, the outstanding outside linebacker for McMaster, limiting Kasari to just three, setting up a second and seven from the Queens 38. Gales have a golden opportunity to put points on the board. Heading into halftime, try and build an insurmountable lead and lock up a quarterfinal victory. Quads on the left-hand side for Alex Vrakin. Nobody on the right. Over the middle, Jack Ashby Jacobs complete for a first down. Ashby Jacobs has been playing well today, looked particularly locked in warm-ups. And he picks up another first down for this Queens offense. First and 10 from the Gales 49-yard line. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in our first half. Queens leads 24-3. Vrakin, play action, rolling right. He is under pressure from the blind side, but he's going to complete a scorcher to Jack Ashby Jacobs out of bounds at the 40-yard line of the Marauders. Beauty of a pass there from Alex Vrakin, who put that one on a line. I bet Jack Ashby Jacobs is glad it's a little cool today, because that one's going to scorch your hands with how hard he threw it. First and 10 from the McMaster 40 with 5 minutes to play in our first half of football action. 24-3, your score. Cedric Smith in motion. Hand off to Jared Kasari right. Cuts it back up the middle. Gain of about four or five for Jared Kasari, setting up a second and manageable. Queens looking to survive and advance. That is the name of the game at this point in the OUA season. Second and six from the McMaster 36 coming up here. So far, this Queens offense has been playing extremely consistent football, getting it done on the ground and through the air, making it difficult for McMaster to key in on any one aspect. Handoff, play action. Vrakin looking for his man. Oh, caught, drop, bobbled by Logan Walton. Great play there by the McMaster defensive back. Good throw from Vrakin. That was a 50-50 ball, but one that was only going to be caught or knocked down. And this time it's knocked down by Juan Vasquez. And that will set up a field goal try. And this will be a 43-yarder from number 42, Tyler Mullen. I really like that play call and that throw from Vrakin there. It's just a great defensive play from Juan Vasquez. As miscommunication on the Queens sideline results in a timeout being issued to the Gales, as a Queens player missed his assignment on field goal, the Gales had to burn a timeout to get him out there. So let me throw another shout-out to our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Did you know that Old Farm Fine Foods also offers top-notch catering for your special occasion? Speak to their friendly staff at the cash for more information. Old Farm Catering, always fresh, always delicious, always sure to satisfy. And the Gales have been giving their fans a lot of satisfaction here at Richardson as they lead 24-3. And folks, at halftime, Guelph is up 3-0 over the Western Mustangs in what is truly a, so far, very bizarre result. Windsor up 14-7 over the Gee-Gees. Makes a lot more sense to me Ethan Dahl splitting out wide on this field goal try. He's going down to cover as a gunner, but it will not be necessary as Tyler Mullen strokes that one through the uprights, making it a 27-3 ball game. Queens restoring their 24-point lead as this MAC offense will take over first and 10 from their own 35. So after a, I'll be honest with you, very uncharacteristically bad first field goal try from Tyler Mullen, he has been Johnny on the spot since then, including that 43-yarder there into the wind as well. Credit to the kid. First and 10 at the MAC 35. Three receivers on the left, two on the right. Barisi stepping up. Nice ball from Barisi, but Ashton Miller Melançon, he shrugs at field level. He doesn't know why you want to test number 24. The Calgary Stampeders draft pick with another sterling defensive play, setting up second and 10 from the MAC 35. 3.5 minutes to play here in our first half. Queens leads 27-3. Barisi, three receivers split out on the right, two on the left, including a halfback motioning in. Barisi under pressure. Justin Pace in the right place. And the All-Canadian shuts this McMaster drive down early. Great play there from number 44. Barisi flushed out of the pocket by Oliver Jackson, Justin Pace, there to finish the job. I told you, folks, getting him back in the lineup, it's a scary situation. And now McMaster will punt this away with 3 minutes to go here in our first half of football action. Great punt from Michael Horvat, caught by Ian St. Arnaud. And St. Arnaud will go down just shy of the Queens 45. No shortage of clips for CFRC power plays, folks. If you don't follow us, you got to rectify that issue ASAP at CFRCPOWERPLAYS. Now I know my ABCs. That's CFRC power plays posting weekly highlights during the football season. In fact, multiple, 4 to 5, maybe 5 this week, videos weekly. As the Gales lead 27-3, trips on the left-hand side, two eligible receivers on the right for Alex Vrakin. He's going to hand it off up the middle. Jared Kasari breaking right, spinning through contact. Good first down run from number 29, who is in the all-time pantheon of great Gales running backs. Statistically speaking, second in terms of rush yardage in the regular season. If you factor in the playoffs, he is not only well past that 3,300-yard mark, he's creeping up on 4,000. He picked up 9 there, setting up second and 1 from the Queens 51. Ethan Dahl in the ballgame. Hand off to Dahl, and that's more like it. Ethan Dahl, grown man stiff arm, repels the would-be tackler and picks up a first down for the Gales in McMaster territory. This will be first and 10 from the McMaster 52. Gales lead by 24. 2 minutes to play here in our first half of football action. The second quarter brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. Matt Camillo, number 8 in single coverage on the left-hand side, closer to the booth here. Double twins on the right-hand side there. Breaking, looking for Nathan Falcone. Oh, Nathan Falcone unable to secure that one. Went for the one-handed stab. Good throw, but just a little, maybe a half step ahead of where it needed to be there by Vraken. Another scorcher of a pass. This one just a little too much lead time. So it'll be second and 10. Gales not in field goal range. A little under 2 minutes to play here in our first half. McMaster isn't even on the line yet. An unusual defensive front as they send the house. Queens picks it up. But the ball is tipped at the line of scrimmage. It would have been a perfect pass to Matt Camillo, but a white glove from a McMaster defender. Just got enough on that one to send it wayward. Otherwise, we would have had not just a first down, but possibly more. So a good drive for the Queens offense ends with a bit of bad luck there.